Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
It is the Grilling Guys. Get out of bed. Make it happen. Put your feet on the floor. Fire up that grill. It's going to be a great day to do a little barbecue in your backyard. And we got a little treat this week for you guys. Coming up next week, we've got this thing called Cider Week in West Michigan. This is a little tack that we've not taken before. And we're going to go down a road out into the orchard and see what we can squeeze into this hour and make it a little bit tasty for you. I'm Jop, and he's Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It is a good smoky weekend, and it doesn't really matter what the weather does. It doesn't matter what time of the day or night. It's just always a good time to build a fire. Get your smoker, your grill fired up, get your breakfast on, get your lunch on it, whatever you're going to do, but the weekend's especially good because most of us have a little extra time, and that's what we're going to try and do is we're going to try and make your weekend a little bit better, give you some ideas on how to spruce up your love life, how to spruce up your backyard, you know, get all that stuff in line so that the weekend's worthwhile.
And, wow, will a smoker do all that for me?
It will. it will. Man. And, you know, if you're really smart and you play your cards right and you listen to us, we're going to turn you on to some guys that are going to help you because it just so happens that most women love apple cider. And we know some guys that took some apple cider and they put a little bit of fairy dust in it. And when your mama drinks that, she's going to be all over you.
That's right.
What I'm saying.
And we got some pros that will be joining us today from Seatsma Orchards, from Robinette Orchards, and the People's Cider. We got guys that are going to break this down for you. But you know what? If you're the kind of person that likes to do this on your own, we also got a little bit of angle on that, too. You've heard us talk about the aficionados over on the northwest side of Grand Rapids that if it brews or it bubbles, they know how to do it.
Yeah.
And there's this place called Siciliano's Market. And joining us right now on the live line is Steve Siciliano. Hey, Steve, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to get my hearing back from that Led Zeppelin intro, man. But, wow, I wasn't prepared for that. So.
You guys
are Led Zeppelin aficionados, I guess, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
What's going on?
So, you know, we've got some powerhouses in here with us today, guys that you know. And they're just turning apples into magic. And it just so happens that some people like to play around doing this stuff themselves, and I'm one of those guys. And a guy like you can help somebody walk through that first experiment of maybe making their own cider, wine, or beer. So how would you go about approaching somebody who came into your store and said, dude, I've got a bunch of apples. I want to try some hard cider.
Yeah, we get that all the time. It's getting more and more popular. Of course, beer making and wine making have been with us for a while now, but just recently, I'd say the past 2 or 3 years, a lot of folks are coming in and want to learn how to make hard cider, and it's so easy. It's so easy. We live right in the middle of apple country, and the first thing we tell them is go get yourself some good juice from one of the local cideries, and come on in, and a couple of different chemicals, pectic enzyme for breaking down the pectinase in the fruit, and some yeast nutrient, and some good yeast, and boom, start fermenting, and you're ready to go. In about 3 months or so, you'll have some good hard cider. So
yeah, that's. I guess I never thought of it. You could just literally buy some apple cider from one of these.
We highly recommend that. some folks will say, well, what if I go to the grocery store and get some juice there? You can, but you have to be very, very, very careful that it's not treated with any kind of preservative like potassium sorbate, because that would inhibit the yeast from working. So, again, we have these great cideries, and I don't want to name any because I will probably forget some, but there's a lot of cideries around here that are blending apples and making great cider. So that's the first thing to do. Just get your hands on some good juice.
Well, today you're always safe, at least mentioning Sietsma and Robinette's.
Andy's a great guy.
Yeah.
Andy's in here all the time, and we're carrying his product and him and a number of other ciders. But, yeah, I've gotten to know Andy over the years, and he's a good fellow.
Well, don't get his head swollen too much. He's hard to keep under control.
Yeah.
So basically one of these kits to make hard cider, what would that cost?
Well, again, we really don't call it a kit. You're going to need some equipment, of course. Anybody who brews beer or wine right now will have the equipment already. But let's say no one has any equipment and they want to do a 5-gallon batch of cider, we would probably get them into what's called our beer equipment kit, and that's about $105. That's going to include basically all the equipment that you're going to need to get going. So.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
But if somebody wants to do it on a lower budget, we could certainly work with them, too. You know, I've set people up for as little as $30 in terms of equipment. So.
Wow. Hey, Steve, it's Jop. If I came in and I bought the stuff, you've got a pretty extensive library there, too, that I've noticed the last couple times that I've been in. Are there two parts of this question? One, are there books I can buy that will lead me through this? And second, in the Siciliano's tradition, you probably got people there that can coach too, don't you?
Oh yeah, most definitely. And the book, probably the best book we have. It's called Cider. It's just called Cider, and then Making, Using, and Enjoying Sweet and Hard Cider. And it's how much is it? $14.95. And it's a good book.
The good book.
I'm sorry.
I said it's the good book.
Yeah. And. Every year, I'm in back of the store helping people make wine and cider now as well. And we, about 3 or 4 weekends during the fall season, I allow people to use my equipment on site for free. And by the equipment, I mean an apple crusher and an apple press. And it's not easy crushing and pressing your own apples unless you have the equipment like the big boys do, the pneumatic presses and so on. But some people just love doing it, and, you know, they're back there for a couple hours crushing and pressing their juice, and they might get 5 gallons, so it's pretty time-consuming and labor-intensive, but some people just enjoy doing it that way, and I'm helping them test for acidity and sugars and so on. So,
if you just tuned in, you're listening to Grilling Guys on 96.1 ESPN FM radio. We're talking with Steve Siciliano at Siciliano's Market on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. This guy is a master at brewing and vinting and now a cidery. He's putting it all together. And if you've not been over to this guy's store, you've got to check this out because there is a wealth of knowledge inside these doors. Plus, he's got all the goodies to make it work.
Now, we know he can make wine because the first time you ever really ran into him, you got to taste some of his wine. How'd that work for you?
Oh, you know what? I think we'll just leave it at that. Yeah, the crowd laughs.
It was pretty good.
Anybody wants any dirt on Jappy, come and see me. Jappy's a great guy when he has a few glasses. He's a great guy anyway.
He is a lot better with a couple glasses. I agree.
I've seen him in action with a few glasses of wine.
God bless your father.
He
was a good man.
My dad, I could take the same grapes that he did. And my dad's been gone for a couple of years now, but I could take the same grapes that he did, and we would make wine very similar. He was very old school. He didn't add any chemicals or anything. But his wine, I swear there was something in his basement that turned that wine into psychedelics, really. Cause, I think that's what got Joppy that one time up north.
Yeah, little juice glasses, right?
Yeah.
4 ounces at a time, but it never saw the bottom.
And he kept them full, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, that's a traditional Paisan way. That's how you got to do it.
Yep.
Steve Siciliano, Siciliano's Market on Lake Michigan Drive in Standale. Thanks so much for Shawmut Hills, I should say. Thanks so much for joining us today, and we appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Okay, man.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah. So, you know, this week I was in Kansas, And I got to tell you, I think the whitetail herd's coming back. I'm scouting for my fall trip right now. And I'm so excited because I got some buds all meeting me out there. And we're going to do like, I just give you a notice right now. I'm going to be gone for a while.
Oh, okay.
You might have to do some shows by yourself.
Oh, surprise. Yeah, right.
But yeah, I'm taking my Expedition 10 out and going to just really kick back and enjoy bow hunting with my buds.
You know, there's a lot of that around here too. And some of that happens in some of these orchards that are around here. I mean, they're natural
place. Awesome idea.
You really can't get up in an apple tree much, but they're making
them all.
I bet
you could.
Right. Yeah. They're growing these dwarfs now, right? You put me up in there and that thing, you want to talk about a beacon on top of a little pole, man. They'd see me coming a mile away. I know they would.
Yeah. Especially with that orange camo.
Yeah. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk with Bill Robinette. This is a West Michigan institution. His family's been growing apples, making cider and pies in their apple house here for many, many years. And they're doing a little hard cider that they're producing. And if you haven't figured it out, this is Michigan Cider Week coming up next week. So we're going to take you up and down the orchard and give you a little taste of this and that. So you listen to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.